except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right.
And you're listening to Lori Morgan. She is the headliner for the Grandstand Thursday night at the Midwest Old Threshers. I've got Grant Davidson joining me. And, hey, Grant, you've got a Grandstand lineup that is pretty much power-packed, don't you?
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, we have some great entertainment coming here in Southeast Iowa.
No doubt about it. You've got Lori Morgan on Thursday night, and you got Carly Pearce coming up on Friday night.
Hey, next girl, you don't know me. I'm just the one he says went crazy on him. That's just what he does. But once upon a time, I was the next girl. I've been where you're at. You overlook a lot when he looks like that. He'll charm your mama with that smile.
That's the Friday nights, and Saturday, it's Craig Morgan, this old boy. Craig Morgan, that is your Saturday night, and Sunday, it's Rodney Atkins.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the beaches need picking, and the cows need
bread. It is country music, and it's these are a great lineup of country music. And I'm playing a little bit of each of the headline acts that are coming up at the a Grandstand, and you brought the Grandstand. Last year was not a good year for Old Threshers. You had everything. In fact, not a good year really for much of any entertainment events. But you're back, and how are the ticket sales going, Grant?
They're going great. Actually, I think Carly Pearce has maybe two seats left, and then all four concerts are all sold out for the reserve seating. But you can still come and see them with that gate admission. You get the first come, first serve general admission seating down the track. You know, section A and section E in the grandstand. And then we have everything from the side. So definitely come and watch these great entertainers.
Now, the grandstand, general admission means you've got, the general admission to the concerts, that goes along with your regular gate admission. What's the, what is the gate admission for the whole series?
So the multi-day, so you can get, and every single day is $35. A single day is $15, and then on Monday, Labor Day, we end at 3 o'clock, so the admission is $10, and kids 10 and under are free still.
Do you ever have anybody come up to you and say, how the heck can you do this for that kind of a price?
Not a clue. Equivalent down to that multi-day is $7 a day. What cheap, fun entertainment can you get for $7 a day? anywhere nowadays. It's kind of difficult
really.
That way, but
no doubt. Now, it, you actually have you still have some traditional things. You got your pre-parade. Parade's on Wednesday afternoon. Is that the sort of the unofficial kickoff of the whole event? Is that right?
Yep, the Harvest Day Parade, we'll kick that off at 3:30. We'll go down Walnut Street up to Washington, right down the four lanes of Business 34, and then we'll hang a left on Jefferson, and we'll end that parade. But, yeah, that is our unofficial kickoff for the Old Threshers Reunion.
Okay, and you've got that a tractor pull is going to be happening on Wednesday night. Sort of that's a pre-event, right?
Yep, yeah, the Don Carlson Memorial Horse Pull, that'll kick off at 7 o'clock under the lights in front of the grandstand. The multi-day includes that, so you can still come see that. If not, starting at 6 o'clock, just $5, you can get in the gate, come see the horses pull. Last time I heard, I think we're up to 15 teams that are coming in to pull all that heavy weight around and see who's going to be the champion.
Okay, I said tractor pull, but it's not a tractor pull. It's a horse pull is what it is Wednesday night. But the event actually gets underway Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And it's going to be your grounds are huge. And the number of different things that are going on each day, I look through your daily program, and it's – look, you literally have to zoom in to see that there's stuff going on in all parts of that park all the time. You've got, what are the most popular things that you, I know you do a cavalcade of power at noon. Is that right? Pretty much every day. Is that right?
Yep. As long as Mother Nature's on our side. Yeah. Pretty much everything that can move and operate will parade right in front of that grandstand, right? Starting at noon and show off to everyone what their toys or tractors or whatever it is, and they have a great time.
And you've got a lot of it's a tribute to the past is what it is, and you got a lot of throwback stuff. You've even got a saloon, don't you?
Yep, we have the saloon up in North Village with the saloon girls. They perform shows on the half hour, and then on the hour we have the Old West gunslingers out there robbing the bank, and the sheriff saving the money from there, or maybe saving the money from the people that get robbed on the train.
Okay. And the train is operating. The train is operating through each day, all day of the festival. Is that right?
Yep. They have Millicent Torero. They operate from north side all the way down to partway through the middle of the grounds. They'll operate every day. And then we have the Midwest Electric Railway. They'll operate, go down through the campground, down to that log village, and back up to the main ground.
And you got. And, of course, the interesting thing about the Midwest Old Threshers is the food. Your food is different than any other festival that I'm aware of, because it's provided, and it's basically homemade food from all sorts of community people, isn't it?
Yeah, we try to stick with that local churches and civic groups out here. We try to stay best we can away from the fair foods, but definitely it's that home-cooked food that we serve out here, and that's what everyone loves is the Methodist meatloafs, the Catholics with their rotisserie chicken, the Lutherans with their beef and noodles, Boy Scouts with their homemade pancakes, and everything else in between. It's definitely that home-cooked comfort food that we love.
So it's back, and how many, I know your attendance is always pretty astonishing. What's your average attendance for the festival over the years that you're aware of?
About the average is between 35 to 40,000. We do hard ticket sales. It's kind of hard to track those people
right.
Who do the multi-day, but yeah, definitely this year is looking to shape up possibly better than 2019 was, which was the highest we had in the last 10.
I know that you've got a lot of people come early and have RVs and everything else parked. I'm going to guess that's a tradition, too, for the Old Threshers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely it's a tradition for those ones that camp here. And we definitely saw the numbers. People are ready to come and start camping, because we actually ran out 30-amp and 50-amp on Sunday, the day after we opened the campground. So people are... they're excited. They're ready to camp and have a great time.
And now I know we're still dealing with sort of the embers. I'm hoping it's the embers of this pandemic that's going to be fading away. But is there any changes at all because of the pandemic?
Nope. Pretty much we're running everything as normal. We're going to have hand sanitizer stations throughout the grounds. And if you feel like you need to wear a mask, you're more than welcome to wear a mask. Whatever makes you feel safe, we're going to put on the best show that we possibly can and move forward.
All right. And the grandstand, what time do the grandstand events happen each night?
So the grandstand entertainment starts at 8 o'clock. At 6:30, you can come in, start setting up, and camp out and ready for that show at 8.
Okay. And again, you want to buy tickets, what do you need to do?
So you can just show up right to the gates, pay the admission. It's $35 for that multi-day. Single day is $15, and that kid's 10 and under are free.
All right. Multi-day pass, which gets you everything, $35. Again, it pre-shows around Wednesday, the event itself Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And you can say hello to the Old Threshers, Midwest Old Threshers, back in full form, and great sounds and great music and great events and all kinds of fun stuff. More stuff than you can possibly squeeze in there. It's like Disney World on steroids. We'll call it that. In other words, Grant Davidson, have a great festival.
You too. Thank you so much.